Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In 2015, South Dakota was the only state in the country that didn't have some kind of Chinese language opportunity in the public school system. That same year, Northern State University in Aberdeen established their Confucius Institute, a Chinese cultural and language education partnership with the University of Jinan in China. This fall, that partnership extended to Aberdeen's Central High School. SDPB's Jackie Hendry sat in on the Chinese language class and shares the unique opportunity for both Central students and their new teacher.
The first group of Chinese language students at Central High School in Aberdeen starts the day with review and flashcards. It's a small class, just under 10 students, but the administration expects that to grow in the coming semesters.
Okay, what about chicken?
Their teacher is from the Chinese city of Jinan. Her name is Ren Qiang, but she lets students and colleagues call her Cindy. She's only been in the United States for about 2 months. Before she applied to teach abroad, she taught English to elementary students in China.
I think teach Chinese as a secondary language is meaningful. Yeah, through this process, I and my student can know each other more and more, and we can know some different ways of life and some perspective to see the world we didn't know ever before. I think that's interesting.
This class at Central High School is the result of a partnership with the Confucius Institute at Northern State University. NSU approached the school district with the chance for a teacher from their partner institute in Jinan to teach Chinese language at the high school level. Central High's principal, Jason Uttermark, jumped on the opportunity.
You know, this day and age, the world is just becoming smaller. And China is a huge trading partner, and there's a lot of business ties with China. And having Chinese language knowledge is going to be critical in a lot of different areas for careers in the future. So we see it as a place for growth.
He's not the only one. Greg DePease is the director of NSU's Confucius Institute. He says educators at all levels need to offer Chinese to their students.
Chinese is the most widely spoken language in the world. China is the fifth largest importer of South Dakotan goods, including agricultural products, construction, equipment. China has a growing wealthy class, so China is going to be an important customer base going forward for tourism and hospitality industries. And I would also say that Chinese is a really good language to learn from the perspective of people wanting to work in law enforcement as well. So all kinds of agencies at the local, state, and national levels are looking for folks that can speak Chinese.
DePease also says learning Chinese can have a positive impact on other areas of a student's education.
As researchers have been looking into the correlations between second language development and academic achievement overall, they're finding high links between students who do well in all kinds of subjects, which suggests that learning Chinese or learning a foreign language in general will help you not only learn that foreign language, but it will help you in math. It will help you in science. It will help you in English, paradoxically. Learning Chinese will actually help you in English. For that reason, I think that it's very important that we do a much better job as educators in South Dakota of making this opportunity available and pushing it down, not just at the university level, not at the high school level, but even down into the primary and middle school levels.
Of course, learning Chinese can be a challenge at any level. Toby Whalen, a senior at Central, says keeping track of particular pronunciations can be especially difficult.
I would have to say like the different tone levels, like if it doesn't sound right when you say it out wrong, it could mean like something completely different or just completely wrong.
Kristen Hubert is also a senior. She gives an example.
I think one is with the family members because there's certain tones. Like, for example, if you want to say brother, you have to say g g, not like g g or g g. because it could mean something totally different other than older brother.
Both Toby and Kirsten took Chinese this year because it was a new and unique opportunity, but they're thinking about continuing on with the language.
I plan to, because sometime in the future I'd wish to live in China for at least a couple of years.
I think I would want to live in China, either that or just visit, just here and there, and actually understand what people are saying and have like a knowledge of what they're saying and what I need to say back to them.
The language class also offers students a chance to experience pieces of Chinese culture. On this particular day, Cindy pours everyone a cup of milk tea while they complete activities in their workbooks. On other days, the class has practiced the traditional dragon dance for the homecoming parade. Dancers hold pieces of a dragon costume with an ornate dragon head at the front of the line and chase a ball through the parade route. Though this first class is fairly small, Principal Uttermark is pleased with the results so far.
It's really nice to have these partnerships with Northern like this and the Confucius Institute working together. It really, when different organizations come together to work like that and in partnerships, the students and the kids are the ones that win.
The students are enthusiastic too. Greg DePease says other Confucius Institute instructors from China notice this difference in their American students.
I think that they are very impressed by the energy of our students. You know, I think that's the one thing that Cindy has said over and over again is that her students are they seem very motivated and they seem very energetic in her class. And she's very much appreciated that, I think.
Cindy also appreciates the Midwestern hospitality that's helped her adjust to life in Aberdeen.
I love the life here. You know, the life in Aberdeen is so peaceful, and I'm new in the Central High. You know, I'm very welcome here. The teachers are very, very nice. They're helping a lot, and from them, I know how friendly American people are, and I think this also a part of the culture. Yeah, we know each other more and more, and I really appreciate it. And I think this experience worth being remembered for my whole life.
She has this advice for anyone learning Chinese as a second language.
I think learning Chinese is interesting and it's also hard. But if you try your best and know some rules, and the more you learn, you will find that the easier it will be. So I hope more and more students will attend my class and we can share the Chinese culture together.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Aberdeen.